Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
This Thursday is World Bee Day when TG Cahad airs a documentary on Ireland's all-island pollinator plan, and the first university course on bees is also being launched by NUI Galway. The Diploma in Scientific... The scientific study of apiculture, as in bees and beekeeping, has been designed by Professor Grace McCormack and colleagues with the Federation of Irish Beekeepers Associations. Lorna Siggins heard more about it and the bees when she joined them at the university's Wild Honey Bee Research Hives, which is a beautiful name. She first spoke to South Galway beekeeper Vicky Henshaw.
I was lucky enough that my husband got me a Christmas present to do a beginner's beekeeping course in Clarenbridge, which I absolutely loved. It's actually like a ritual when you get your beehive. You walk up, everything slows down. You light your smoker, you let the bees know that you're here, give them a little puff, and then you start to take the lid off, and immediately you're hit with the smell of a beautiful aroma of what they're collecting. And then you get to see all the bees in there, getting busy, bringing in the nectar and the pollen. And sometimes, if you're lucky enough, you'll get to see the bees festooning, where they link legs, and that's when they're producing the wax. They're measuring spaces that you might have left behind, and they want to fill that space with wax. So I love the fact that not only do they produce honey, they produce their wax, they've got propolis. It's just amazing. And then at the end of all this experience, you get to taste the honey, which is absolutely nothing like regular store-bought honey. You really get a floral taste from the honey. And for me, at the moment, I eat, sleep and breathe bees. If I'm not reading about bees, I'm watching a video while I'm eating. Or if I'm in the car on the school run, I'm listening to a podcast.
So Professor Grace McCormack of NUI Galway's Zoology Department, we're up here at the apiary overlooking the Corrib, and you have a really interesting course starting in September.
So we are running the only Level 7 diploma in scientific studies apiculture, which is going to be focused on bees and beekeeping. So it's not just apiculture itself, but the broader context of our pollinators and our insects and how important they are to us. And what's lovely about this as well is that we have thousands of beekeepers in the country that have not been able to get a qualification in beekeeping. And a lot of them, well, we have a small number of commercial beekeepers, and we have a lot of other people who would like to make some money or develop a business in this area but have no qualification. So this actually is open to all adult learners. So the only qualification to enter this diploma is that you have to be over 21. Now, we have some stipulations because it's about beekeeping. You have to at least have access to a hive, and we have other recommendations. There are no points. You don't have to have points in your Leaving Cert. You don't have to have honours maths or science or anything to do this. This is aimed at adults.
Of course, it's World Bee Day this week, and there's a lot of focus on our native Irish bee.
Yeah, so we're lucky in Ireland that we have a sizable and widespread population of what we've determined genetically is pure, what it's called Apis mellifera mellifera, or the northern bee or the black bee. And this bee subspecies is endangered over most of its range. And here in Ireland, we have something unique. We have a very healthy population of this. And so this is important. And this diploma will also talk about conservation. It will talk about biodiversity, and it will talk about our native insect fauna and how we should be protecting not only our native Irish honeybee, which we should, but also the other bee species that are in decline and threatened in Ireland.
Paul O'Brien, President of the Federation of Irish Beekeepers Association, you are very supportive of this new course.
The benefit of this is manifold. It'll help the beekeepers, all 4,000 beekeepers in the country. We represent just over 3,500. And they'll all get a chance to bring up their level of understanding of how to keep the bees and the scientific background to the bees. And the other benefit then is that the youth of Ireland can get involved. The age profile for the beekeeper in Ireland is 60 plus. And we're trying to pass on this skill to the upcoming youth, but they may not see the advantages of keeping bees. Yet if you go across into Europe, they see the benefit of local raw honey. and they see it as a premium product, same as you would see a premium product of wine. It's also got taste, unique to every parish, and it's fantastic for those that have allergies. Now, as well as that, the youth can come along and do the course now in NUIG Galway, and after that, when they get their qualification, we hope to do an agreement, a bilateral agreement with the department in Australia, that they can go to Australia for the 6 months of their summer, keep apiaries and do all that do with the bees, and then come back to Ireland for the final 6 months. They then themselves can get into research for bees. If the bees disappear, we'll have food shortages. So for biofood security, we need to learn everything about the bees. And here, there's lots of research to be done.
What makes a beekeeper?
Patience. If you don't have patience and a calm nature, you're not going to make it. The first thing you do when you come up to a beehive is relax. Think about everything else but the bees. And as a beekeeper, you're always looking at, is the hawthorn on bloom? Has the dandelion bloomed? Is the blackberry coming on? Is the apple, the chestnut tree? And we're always looking at what's happening.
You learn to, like I said, when you slow everything down, you slow down to the bee's pace, and you very rarely get stung. And if you do, it's usually something that you've done. You've been a little bit too rough. The bees really don't want to sting you. They really don't. I've had stings. I've had one on my chin, which made me look like I had a weird Botox.
Well, that was South Galway beekeeper Vicky Henshaw ending that report from Lorna Siggins. And if you're interested, you can find more information on the new diploma on beekeeping at nuigalway.ie. And TG Canada, as I say, is marking World Bee Day on Thursday with a documentary about Ireland's internationally acclaimed all-island pollinator plan. It's being broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Thursday. It's by Shane Millish.